thought for today. Silence of death. The silence of death. The silence of death. What does the silence of death mean? Well, life is activity. Life is vitality. Life is sound. Life is movement. Death is silence, as far as we know. But there is no silence. Everywhere is sound. Everywhere is vibration. Everywhere is activity. When we hear the statement, there is no death, we can believe that. Because nowhere in the universe is there silence. Now, to our ears, if we were to go in outer space, it would appear to be silent. Here on the mountain, we call it a very silent place because we don't have a lot of the noises of the city. But still, there is plenty of sound here. When you walk the path, you can feel hear your feet crunching on the path. When you walk by the bushes, you can hear the birds all singing their songs in the bushes, talking to one another. When you look down, you can see a little salamander running along, as in the karate, or the, whatever that was, the show, the kung fu. He said to look at the grasshopper on the ground there, and the boy thought, my goodness sakes, how did you know there's a grasshopper there? He didn't make any noise. He was so silent. You see, when you learn to tune in to the sounds, when you learn to listen for everything, when you are blind, for instance, you tune in your hearing to a higher degree because you want to know what's going on around you. When you are blind and deaf and dumb both, you really have a problem. So you are listening only to your inner self. Now what if you were born that way? They say that if a person is blind later in life, he sees pictures that were current up to the time that he became blind. Anything after that he is unaware of, which is apparent. But the thing is, he's aware of all those things that happened before, as we do in memory. Why should not a person who is blind be able to see just as well as a person who can see? Because a person who is blind says that they are blind. They say that they cannot see. And when they say that they cannot see, what are they doing? They are putting in cause into motion for themselves as to what it is they want to experience. We say silence of death. And when we say the silence of death, what are we saying? We are saying that death is silent. But there is no silence. Nowhere in the universe, nowhere in our inner or outer space is there silence. There is always motion, activity. Always the atoms themselves are in very, very active motion. And what are the scientists today doing? They're listening to outer space to see if there's any intelligent life forms anywhere in the universe. And they found intelligent life force out in the universe. They found it so strong and so beautiful. And what it was our own rocket that we had sent out was sending back signals after so many years when it should have been asleep. But its batteries rejuvenated themselves somehow and it started sending back signals. And after it realized this, my gosh, you know, and then a number of people said, let's find out what those batteries are and see if we can make a value out of them. But sound is everywhere. Sound is the way we detect life. And if we were to really listen to a dead man, we would hear many things going on inside him. The decay of the body. And it's not the dead man. The man is not dead. It's the body, the shell that he was using, which he had ceased to use. Now, can we have our archetypal body? Can we have our archetypal body which exists and continues with us forever? Surely we can. Why don't we do it? We don't do it because none of us have really any idea what our archetypal body is like. And when we try to interpret what our archetypal body is, we get into a great quandary because who has seen it? Who has known it? who can judge it? I surely cannot tell you what your archetypal body is. I know what mine is, but and for me to explain what my archetypal body is to you would be doing an improper thing for you, because then you would think that yours should be like mine. And your archetypal body may well be exactly like mine. And I can say that because we're all one. But then again, it may be quite different. But what do you think it might be? Do you think it might be more likely that it's all one, that it's every archetypal body is the same? Or do you think that each archetypal body might be different? Why would you think that the archetypal body might be different? Because you want to hang on to your individuality. And when you want to hang on to your individuality, your uniqueness as a person, then you cannot die. You cannot die so long as you think that you're a unique individual. And the moment you cease to think you're a unique individual, you're one as all, you're the universal allness, then you cease to exist as an individual, and you're in the allness, and you're not dead, still not dead. There is no death. There's no death anywhere. Because we merely, you might say, merge from one life form to another, emerge from one expression to another, from one outpicturing to another. We are always alive. We are always doing beautiful things. We are always being utterly fantastic. Death does not exist. Silence does not exist. There is no silence. There is less noise at different places. And yet, if we were to tune in to the vibratory scale of things, we would see that the sound is more brilliant and more wonderful. What can a dog hear? A dog hears one of these dog whistles that you can't hear and I can't hear, because it's on a very high level. Birds hear things on a different level. How does a bird know if there's a little mouse on the ground maybe 400 yards from its height in the sky? And how can it zero in and not make any noise to scare the little mouse away? And how can the little cat, or a big cat, jump off the windowsill like the other day and run out and capture this little bird in the nest when he's surrounded by his parents? The parents scattered. But the parents put on a big show. They're all clucking around his nest and attracting the cat to them, saying, "Come, here's some dinner, kitty cat." And the kitty cat comes. But you see, there is no death. We just change the form of our expression. And even the bodily form, that the cat eats the canary, or the cat eats the bird transforms itself into the body of the cat. You say, how does that happen? Digestion. Ingestion and other beautiful things. But think about these things. There is no death, and there is no silence. If there is no death and there is no silence, then what is there? There's only life. There's only livingness. There's only vitality. Even on the spectrum of light, we talk about the spectrum of sound being very extensive. The spectrum of light is very extensive. There are lights that you can't see. They're called dark lights. You can't see them, but they're beautiful. They're fantastic. Now, are you ready to experience the dark lights? Are you ready to experience the fullness of the scale of light? Or are you going to hang on in here in just the middle scale? In just this middle awareness of what light is? We have a tendency to do that. We have a tendency to think that you should not see anything. Why is it that we don't want to look further? Because to look further means we have to believe there is a further to look to. We have to believe that there is more to be seen than the light that we see. We have to believe and know this, because otherwise we won't follow it. We won't look into it. So when you look into light, it expands your consciousness. It's not that you see light, but the concept expands your consciousness to realize that there is no silence. There is no darkness. All is light. And when you expand your consciousness on sound, and you look at the vibratory possibilities of sound, you immediately think, wow, I never realized there's so many dimensions to it. And dimensions are just what it is. These sounds are heard in many other areas than just ours. The sounds are heard through your body vibrations. They're heard through your mind vibrations. You put your hand on something and you feel sound. And the Indians would put their ear to the ground and they could hear the horsemen coming miles away because they could hear it thundering. And other Indians, and they trained themselves to put their ear to the ground from time to time to check to see if there were any earthquakes. If the ground was unsettled, if they needed to be out of an area before something happened. Now, the Indians down in Mexico, South America, they have lost that talent to listen to the ground. Their forefathers had that talent. They would listen to the ground because they didn't have televisions and radios, and they didn't have telephones and handies to call other people and find out what's going on. But whenever you gain more technologic attitudes and abilities, you cease to use your inner attitudes and ability. So I suggest for each of us, the silence of death does not exist, for there is no silence and there is no death. And we could train our special talents all the better. So let's begin to do that today. And we do that by putting our ear to the ground. As children, we used to put our ear to the railroad track to see how far away the railroad train was. See, instinctively, we do many things. So let's follow that instinct and learn even more. I love you.
Yeah.